Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 6, Text 34. Hitadhyatura chittanam
Hitadhyatura chittanam
Matraspasya chayamuhu
Matraspasya chayamuhu
Bhavasindo plavo drishto
Bhavasindo plavo drishto
Haricharyanu varnanam
Haricharyanu varnanam
Hitadhyatura. So, first of all, I'd like to apologize for being a little worse for wear. Last night we went out in the town and sank a few pints of transcendental nectar, and I got too excited and I couldn't sleep all night. Just thinking about things, you know, planning out things. And so please forgive me, I can hardly keep my eyes open, but it was worth it. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 6, a translation by Srila Prabhupada. It is personally experienced by me that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects can cross the ocean of nescience on a most suitable boat, the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. The purport by Srila Prabhupada, the symptom of a living being is that he cannot remain silent even for some time. He must be doing something, thinking of something, or talking about something. Generally, the materialistic men think and discuss about subjects which satisfy their senses. But as these things are exercised under the influence of the external illusory energy, such sensual activities do not actually give them any satisfaction. On the contrary, they become full with cares and anxieties. This is called Maya, or what is not. That which cannot give them satisfaction is accepted as an object for satisfaction. So Narad Muni, by his personal experience, says that satisfaction for such frustrated beings engaged in sense gratification is actually to chant always the activities of the Lord. The point is that the subject matter only should be changed. No one can check the thinking activities of a living being, nor the feeling, willing, or the working processes. But if one wants actual happiness, one must change the subject matter only. Instead of talking of the politics of a dying man, one must discuss the politics administered by the Lord himself. Instead of relishing activities of the cinema artist, one can turn his attention to the activities of the Lord with his eternal associates like the gopis and the Lakshmis. The almighty personality of Godhead, by his causeless mercy, descends on the earth to manifest activities almost on the line of worldly men. But at the same time, extraordinarily, because he is almighty. He does so for the benefit of all conditioned souls, so that they can turn their attention to transcendence. By so doing, the conditioned soul will gradually be promoted to the transcendental position and easily cross the ocean of nescience, source of all miseries. This is stated from personal experience by such an authority as Sri Narada Muni. And we can have the same experience also if we begin to follow in the footsteps of the great sage, the dear most devotee of the Lord. Etadhyatura chitana matraspasi chikumu bhava sindo pavodristo harichanyanguhan. It is personally experienced by me that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects can cross the ocean of nescience on a most suitable boat, the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of God. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Namo Vishnu Padam Vishnu Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Shivaram Swami Iti Namane. Glorious Srila Prabhupada. Glorious to Iswan Guru. So, What does Krishna says in Gita in reference to the constant chanting Satatam Kirtayanto Man, which we were doing last night, that the devotees are always chanting Krishna's glories and are very determined to follow the process of Krishna consciousness, bowing down to him. And these are very pleasing. These activities are very pleasing to Krishna. Krishna says in Gita as well that actually the topmost sacrifice is actually chanting the holy names of the Lord. I was just noting in the translation how wonderful the mood of this character is. He's saying, he's thinking way back then just of other people, not of himself. He went through so much himself, being orphaned at an early age, losing his mother, and yet he goes through so much austerity looking for God, finds God, and all he can think about is the most suitable boat for creating a most suitable boat for other people to cross over. So this is the nature of a great devotee. And Prabhupada, in his purport, Prabhupada, the greatest of modern day great devotees, in my opinion, he says that all that's really needed is just a change of focus. Instead of our activities being based in calm, full on lust, one way or another, either gross or subtle, he said that this yukta vairagya, there's just this changing of the focus from my pleasure to Krishna's pleasure is all that's needed. It might seem like an impossible thing for us first of all, but the process is given to make it easier for us by the chanting, by the associating, by the hearing. Krishna is a fourfold bending form. One, he bends over backwards also to facilitate us, especially in this age of Kali. He comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to liberate us and does pretty much anything and everything to convince us that we are in the wrong position when we're thinking that some advantage is owed to us. We're like, I've been doing a lot of flying lately, and at the airport you see those scanners going like this, you know, looking for the planes in the sky. But most of all, I'm scanning the time. Where is my advantage? Looking. Where is advantage? Where is pleasure? And we're looking like, well, I'm looking like that. And but people who, as Prabhupada says, that they never get that pleasure. They think they're getting it, but they don't get that. Even it may look in history to people that many decades. Society grows up, the Romans, the Greeks, the Ottoman Empire, Genghis Khan with all these Mughal mates. They all look like they were pretty much unstoppable at one point in time. And now they're all gone. And now the American dream, the bubble has burst. Oh, it's bursting, and they're pretending it's okay and it's salvageable. But it's finished, it's over. Europe is in such a disgusting state now because of all these self-seeking characters who are at the top. The leaders are bleeding the society. They're not leaders, they're bleeders. Bleeding the society dry because of they don't know what to do, and actually don't know what not to do. They have no idea. Fortunately, we've found a viable alternative through Prabhupada's teachings. And Prabhupada has pointed out to us it's not just his activities or his spiritual master, but actually this has been going on since beginning of time, where Krishna, for one moment to another, has worked out or hatched a plan to save us in the form of all the avatars. Aramadi, Murtishu Kalani, Amina Tistan, Nanavataram, Kuru, Bhuvaneshu Kintu, Krishna, Swayam, Samabhavat, Paramahapumanyo, Govinda, Maripushan, Tamaham Bhajami. So, it says that Krishna, he manifests himself very kindly as Krishna and the different avatars of the world in the form of Rama, Nrsimha, Vamana, etc. as his subjective portions. So, from time immemorial, Ekodevo Nitya Lilanu Rakto Bhaktada, the Supreme Lord is having so many pastimes with his paths and parcels. Not just to have fun, because if he wants fun, he stays in the spiritual world where everybody's fully qualified to give him fun with a capital F, a capital U, and a capital N. Now he comes here for our sake. Yada yada hi dharmasya gani bhavati bharata. So Krishna comes whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practices and the demons get on the up and the devotees are put down. He comes and sorts out the imbalance and re-establishes principles of religion. Vinashaya Chaturskritam and finishes the demons. So he's doing that from time immemorial, but still somehow that we find ourselves here. The avatar has cast his loving net to catch us and draw us and attract us. Still somehow that we just got through that hole or nipped around the side and we're still here. Nothing to laugh about from my side, I can tell you. But so we shouldn't feel too disgusted with ourselves. We should at one point have a good talk with ourselves and say, listen, you're out of order. All these plans you've been making for mice and men, so to speak, as Shakespeare said. Where did he get all the others? Napoleon, you know, he was invincible, and then he just it was over for him. And all the other people, England, as you know, has got a very ancient history. So many people have come, ruled, conquered, and been swept away. And so it shall continue to be. And we don't know who's going to be in charge in a few years' time, what religious, political, or ethical or unethical group is going to be involved at the top of society. We don't know. But we know that if we play our cards right, and surrender, that we could have a society that's worthwhile having. Prabhupada has said that he's given half, and the other half we have to do with the Varnashram Dharma, getting the farms sorted out and getting prepared for the times to come, because those times are nearly here. They're so close. And they're still saying, oh, we can sort it out. We can work it out. We can work it out. But they can't. And they don't know what to do. Greece is gone. And Italy's about to. And Spain and Portugal have gone. And so many others are about to. America's gone, but he's pretending it hasn't. And we're in the same sort of situation. So it's a great chance for us. People are going to need something called food eventually. So we have to have our farms up and ready. Prabhupada said that they will come in their tens of thousands, in their millions to these places. And that we have to engage these people, show them how to work the land and stuff like that. And slowly, gradually give them the principles of Krishna consciousness and bring them to the point of surrender to the Lord. But to do that, we have to get to the point of surrender. I was talking about myself. It takes a bit of doing. But slowly, bit by bit, we find that we can, you know, draw out vision from our own, our karmic ideas and yukta vairagya, and engage them perfectly in Krishna's service. And whatever one does, it's such an exciting thing that each one of you has something special inside you. Some gift, some skill, some desire to serve Krishna in a certain kind of way. And Krishna consciousness is actually so broad and so deep that it can facilitate all of us in our ways, you know. I was thinking that when I first joined the movement, I still love Buddy Holly from the 50s and the 60s. I still love the Everly Brothers and all this stuff. I was still mad about them. So I thought, I can't give them up. So I didn't give them up. I just changed their songs to Krishna consciousness. And one year at Mayapur, I actually sang these songs. You know, instead of "Wake Up, Little Susie," it was "Wake Up, Little Jiva, Wake Up," and stuff like that. You know, so bit by bit, whatever we've got, we can bring it to the table, and Krishna gives us the opportunity to, and then over the years, slowly get. I mean, I'm still yet to be purified, but you get a little bit more purified, a little bit, and all of a sudden you've got something that might be acceptable. Occasionally, I come up with a decent song. My spiritual master is pleased with it. And he says, "You got lucky there, Jayadev." She got the one. But it's true. So these things are available to all of us. So you might think, oh, you know, what can I offer really? But everyone's got something absolutely marvellous inside them. And they just have to dig deep and think, what do I really want to do for Krishna? This is the way I see it. My way is like, if you're going to do something and you hate it, how can Krishna take any bhakti from that? Okay, it's nice that we can do, you know, unconditional service. But not everyone can do that. So if you're, you know, sewing a garland, you hate it, you want to be doing something else, nice to continue on and trying to do and just surrender to that. But Krishna can't take much love from it. So do something, at least from time to time, that you love to do with Krishna. Just spoil yourself. And you, Krishna can take some bhakti from that. So, Prabhupada, what was he saying in the second half of it? Oh yeah, by doing so, the conditioned soul will gradually be promoted to the transcendental position and easily cross the ocean of nescience, which is the source of all miseries. So we've heard of the famous phrase, Kaliadosha Nidarajan Astyeko Mahagana Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhaja. So this ocean of Kali, it's so difficult. When you fly over the ocean, you see how big it is. What to speak of, you know, and you think, oh, when's this going to end? Imagine swimming in it. Well, you don't have to really imagine, because we are. I mean, you're not, but pretty much everybody is. Well, last night we went to the market, isn't it? And they're having such a jolly time for like an hour or two. And then it's back home to face the tax man and face the everything else man, you know? To face the wife if you've been out too late. Or to face, you know, husband if you shouldn't have been out anyway. And, you know, we were... It was hard for us to remain in there because they didn't, the security, so-called, didn't want us in there. So we got kicked out. But we thought, well, okay, this is Krishna's directing the wanderings of all the living entities. He's kicked us out. So, okay, what do we do? So I said to the man who kicked us out, where should we go? So he said, go down there. And there was no one down there. He just wanted us away. So I said, all right, let's go down there. So we went by the traffic lights and we did our thing. And we just had so many people become favourable. I'm sorry, not showing off. I'm showing off my group of, our group of chanters. Satatam Kirti Yanto Mami. They were just so sweet and so beautiful. And so people were just completely touched. And instead of us having to try to entertain, if you like, the hordes who were drinking and smoking and laughing in that place. I don't know if they were smoking, but... We actually touched deeply the hearts of some people, and they came and they stopped, and sometimes they came up to us and had to take a card of us to find out what it was we were doing. It was just the most immaculate experience for all of us. And, you know, all I can say is, that's the reason why I couldn't sleep all night. Because, you know, I just thinking and thinking and thinking about, you know, what can be done, what devotees can achieve. Just half a dozen, or maybe there were seven of us, or maybe there were eight, I'm not sure, but just a few devotees. They made powerful impact on people's lives. We have to keep impacting on people like that. We just have to do it with the books, and books in arm with Harinam are so powerful. When they do book distribution, nice. When you do book distribution with a kirtan going on around it, oh, it just goes up like anything. It's Sankirtan is very, it's complete congregational chanting of holy names and distributing of the literature. So it's so exciting. The devotees have got something to offer and people know it. The demons know it by kicking us out. And the non-envious, people who are just innocent, they sit there and they go, oh, Harry, Harry. You know, but they don't know that there's a profound thing. They just think there's a bunch of guys with bed sheets on and some girls with something they've stolen from an Indian lady who was asleep one day. But they don't know that the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mandate to empty this place of everyone. And we can do it. We have to be confident we can do it. And we have to do it just by loving people, caring for people, and smiling and being nice, even when we don't feel like it. When you don't feel like it, when you do it, it gets a nice response, you feel like it. It's as good as that. And when you're in kirtan, like when we, this morning, I was saying, and then the body, oh no, they're going backwards and forwards. I've got to start moving backwards and forwards. So I'm moving backwards and forwards. And then this gentleman here, who's probably older than me, I don't, excuse me to say, you may be. How old are you?
I'm about 56.
56. Oh my God, I'm 10 years older than you, sorry. But the thing was that he started dancing. Like, I can't tell you how he was dancing. I mean, with such a smile on his face. And I thought, oh no, I've got to dance. But he was so nice. I'll show you how he danced. For 10 minutes he was doing it. I'm thinking, I've got to get out of here. They want me doing that next. So it's so nice. Thank you so much for that. How nice you are to do like that. And I was thinking, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, we should start in kirtan from the platform of joy, which you were doing. And I was doing it from tamogun. You know, I'm in turbo tam. You know, there's the sattva, the raja and tamas. So I'm in turbo tam, right down the bottom there. And I'm thinking, oh no, he's dancing. Oh. And then I thought, oh well, all right then. And I started, and then when the boys looked around, I followed them around, and I thought, oh, this is quite nice. This will do. This is okay. Then I remembered, oh, okay, this is what we're supposed to be doing. So, anyway, I just want to thank you for last night, for the fun we had. It's such fun to be with the devotees. And people said, oh, you're a good singer, oh, this and that. But what does it mean without other people? Even if you're a star and you're standing in front of 20,000 people, what does it mean without them out the front? You are the music. My last album, this is not a commercial plug, I've given up that years ago. It's called You Are the Music, because it's them who's the music. Let's get them all chanting. Let's get them, you know, chanting especially holy names of God. Make it attractive to them so they want to be part of it. Like people last night were coming out and saying, what is it? Can we chant it? And they did, and it was so, so nice and so exciting. People are there for the taking. We've just got to get that mindset right about how to do it. How best can I do it? Or how best can I encourage others to do it? And then you'll see some dynamic things. Because there's such a nice vibe in Melbourne. And I came in the temple yesterday. Because you're here all the time, you may not, I don't know, I shouldn't be presumptuous, but when I came in, I thought, oh, is that old ISKCON feel? There's that old time feel here. You know, it's got that thing that's going on here. And so, big things are waiting to happen in Australia. Really big things. This is the land of opportunity and promise. And so, you know, I'm so honoured to be here to actually experience it. It was somewhere I never really wanted to come because it's such a long way. And I'm so a lounge lizard. I'm so like, stay at home, get on my computer, write my songs, you know, go out here and there somewhere, but not 10,000 miles. But somewhere or other, Krishna tricked me to come in. And I don't regret it, especially, you know, just being with the devotees last night. And what devotees they are, they're just so non... I was thinking about all of them, the girls and the boys last night. And I was thinking, all of them were just non-envious people. They weren't, I didn't want to say, oh, I want to be leading, or I want to do this. They were just following. And if I struck up a new tune or did a new mantra choir piece, they just followed so nicely and just didn't sort of went, oh, what's this now? Okay, all right. It was a guy from England, a big shot or something. It was so nice. And it made me just think this morning, this really got me excited. I was thinking about the 50s, because I come from that time when we grew up listening to, first of all, terrible, boring BBC music, and you wanted to cut your throat. You didn't want to live very long as a youngster in England. And post-war years were difficult with no money, and all that stuff. We were very poor. And the music was awful on the radio, and then all of a sudden, some fantastic stuff started to come across on the airways occasionally. And then the merchant seamen, who one or two lived in our street, would go to America and bring back some of the cuts from there. But the music that was going on there was astonishing. And there, in the 50s, and the late 50s, mid-late 50s, early 60s, there was the doo-wop, the black singers, and they would stand on the corner of Harlem and, you know, do their four-part harmonies and do their movements, wherever they do or something, you know, they do these lovely things like that. And they would sing this fantastic music, and we'd start to hear that and the soul music and all the other things. Of course, we replied with the Beatles and the Stones and everything else in times to come. But last night I was thinking how we were standing on that street corner and we were doing the mantra choir, and I was thinking, if we could get 8 singers, you know, a boy and a girl, to cover each of the 4 parts, and stand on that corner with the intention of just bringing in everyone to swell that choir bit by bit over a couple of hour period, we would have a massive choir. If we got it in our mind that that's what we want. Because last night it nearly happened, didn't it? Yeah. It was happening like that, and I thought, okay, so we go out with the intention right from the Mangalati, we're thinking mantra choir on the street, we stand on the street corner and we're going to do our 4-part thing. And of course this is not detracting from Harinam. Harinam can never be bettered. But, you know, something purpose-built to make people, oh, what's that? Stop here. And then they come in and they join, and you show them, you sing here, and then another one comes on, they join that group. And so the 4 parts get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger till everybody's going, doing it, you know. It was just, I was going nuts through the night, envisioning it, thinking like this. I do hope this is something to do with the Bhagavatam. Let me see if I can tell you what we said. Oh yeah. The constant chanting of the transcendental qualities, activities of the personality of Godhead. So it does connect it. So the activities of Krishna are so amazing. Even as Matsya Avatar, he was attractive. I mean, can you imagine a fish being attractive? That Varuna's daughters went, oh, and they fell in love with him. Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine a fish, you know, sort of like, doing the going like that, you know. But there was Matsya Avatar attracting them to the point that he said to them, I know I can read your mind. When I come as Krishna in later times, you can come as gopis in Vrindavan. So Krishna's activities are like astonishing. They're all attractive. He proves that he's all attractive. He makes a brother who's better looking than him. Balaram is better looking, Prabhupada said. Balaram is better looking than Krishna, but still he remains more attractive. He still remains the all attractive. What a Lord we have. There's a song in the Sally Army. What a friend we have in Jesus. Of course, we have Jesus. We all pass through Jesus' ranks through many years of our different incarnations to get to this point, I'm sure. And so we owe a lot to him as our guru. But what a friend we have in Prabhupada. What has he revealed to us? And what a friend we have in the devotees who try to fulfill Prabhupada's dream and the dreams of the other devotees by working alongside them in the pujari department, in the cooking department, understand Kurma Prabhu, he's in this area somewhere, isn't he? Melbourne?
He'll be here for the festival. He's coming for the festival.
Okay, so, you know, he spreads the good news. Prasadam good news. You know, everyone's got something. You guys were spreading the good news of the Harinam last night. And, I remember Kurma came, Prabhu came to our Namahat about 15, 20 years ago and showed everybody how to cook baklava. I never learned because I'm just a taker, I'm not a giver, you know, but I just like to honor the prasad afterwards. But he was just amazing. This non-stop striving, determination, yatantastha dridha vrata, that great determination that the devotees show, is a great inspiration to us all. And when they not only have that, they have compassion, driven by compassion, not just numbers, how many books do I do, how many people can I make devotees, but actually feeling compassion for devotees. That these people are walking the earth right now. They're walking the earth right now. And you might be one of them. So give yourself a pat on the back and encourage yourself that this is not going to stop here. It's going to increase, increase and increase. Sorry I went so long. Is there any comments or questions or suggestions? Okay, let's do a mantra choir then. Want to do a mantra choir? Have we got a harmonium? Isn't it one here? No, I mentioned. Okay, I'll tell you what we do. We're going to pretend that we're on the street corner with no instrument, and we've only just got our voices, and we're just going to keep it easy. This today, it's a bit get cold on the streets, and you know we can't stay out too long, so we just do a short piece. So the girls are going to sing the lead, and the boys are going to sing. They're going to sing the counterpart. And I'll do the third counterpart just to make it easy because we've only got a few minutes. So, which one should we sing? Did we do that one we did last night? Oh, it's a shame because it's got nice calls to make it. Oh, I'm so attached. It's terrible. Okay, so, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. See if you can do that.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Okay, ladies, keep it going.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama
Rama, Hare Hare.
Got it now?
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Before we go, we're going to have to go out and just try it out and see what happens. We do a Harinam and then we just do it for 10-15 minutes and see if we can do something without instruments, anything, just the voice, and to see if anyone comes. If they don't, we'll forget about it and go back to Harinam. But it's Harinam too. Oh, please excuse me for going off and a little bit. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.